A diplomat's last words suggests there may be a war to end all war in Afghanistan.
He always wanted to make sure he got the last word. And secondly, it just showed how he was singularly focused on pursuing and advancing the process and the policies in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
But what policies are those? Negotiation with the Taliban or just moving them around the battlefield with superior NATO forces?
As Richard Holbrooke departs the scene, did the door to a peaceful settlement in Afghanistan slam on his way out, seeking a way forward? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Without Holbrooke, what is the way forward in Afghanistan? We'll discuss that with the New York Times reporter David Rode. It's Wednesday, December 15th.
And Afghanistan's at the top of the news yet again. An early look at the White House assessment of the war in Afghanistan and how it's going. The Washington Post says the report will show the troop surge is making progress, but U.S. troops are still hampered by Pakistan's unwillingness to launch all-out attacks against the Taliban. It also shows civilian casualties in Afghanistan have dropped 66% during the first 11 months of this year compared to last year. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the report will be made public tomorrow.
The president will provide an update on our strategy to the American people on Thursday as he presents the findings of the review along with members of his senior national security team.
Two other reports from intelligence agencies paint a harsh picture of the situation in Afghanistan, but critics say the intelligence reports lack on-the-ground assessments, and there's been no new data since October.
The Senate is expected to pass the president's tax cut compromise today, but House Democrats have hinted they may tinker with the legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says his colleagues should know better.
I hope that our friends in the House will understand that that's the best way to go forward, simply pass the Senate bill, get it down to a president who supports the understanding.
Meanwhile, the House votes on a standalone bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell today. A British court has set bail at $315,000 for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Mark Stevens, one of Julian Assange's lawyers, say Assange will remain in prison while a Swedish appeal is ruled on.
Whatever happens, Mr. Assange will have to stay behind bars because he'll either be staying behind bars because there's an appeal or because we haven't got £200,000, which we can deliver to this court in cash.
Assange faces questioning in Sweden over allegations of sexual offenses against two women.
The U.S. Air Force is blocking its employees from accessing the New York Times and more than two dozen other sites that have republished diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks. The White House has warned hundreds of thousands of federal employees not to read the classified documents, but no other branch of the Department of Defense is blocking online access. Iran's state news agency says the death toll in mosque bombing in the southeastern part of the country has risen to 38 this morning. Suicide blast was believed to have been targeted towards Shia pilgrims.
A tragedy off the coast of Australia, a boat carrying asylum seekers believed to be from Iraq and Iran crashed into rocky crags off the coast of Australia. 27 people killed, 30 injured. One eyewitness described the scene to Australia's ABC Radio.
It was terrifying to watch, and there was nothing we can do. People were running around with life jackets, trying to compile as many life jackets as we could, but it was pointless.
41 people have been rescued in what officials are calling an ongoing effort. Looking at the markets now, Asian and European indices are down. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow closed at a two-year high yesterday. It gets underway at 11,476. The S&P starts at 1,241. The Nasdaq opens at 2,627. Coming up this morning, who's the bigger nuclear threat, Iran or North Korea? There's an arms race we'll talk about. Also, we'll talk with legendary actress Leslie Caron about her new memoir, Thank Heaven, Gigi. Coming up.
One particular man, though, deeply affected by the work of late Richard Holbrooke and personally affected, journalist David Rowe joins us to talk about how Holbrooke helped him get released from Bosnian Serbs in 1995, a personal remembrance in a moment.